今天的经文在新约圣经路加福音17:7-10。
You can find the scriptures in the book of Luke, chapter 17, verses 7 through 10.
请大家打开圣经，由我来读。
When you have turned to the section, I will read it for you.
Luke 17:7-10.
Luke 17, verses 7 through 10.
你们谁有仆人耕地或是放羊，从田里回来，就对他说，你快来坐下吃饭呢？岂不对他说，你给我预备晚饭，束上带子，伺候我，等我吃喝完了，你才可以吃喝吗？仆人照吩咐的去做，主人还谢谢他吗？这样，你们做完了一切所吩咐的，只当说，我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应分做的。接下来是信息的时间。
Now it's time for a message.
我们把时间交给 Pastor Paul.
Let's give the time to Pastor Paul.
The English congregation's vision statement is to develop humble servants who will love the Lord, the lost, and the local church for the rest of their lives.
英文堂的这个意向呢，就是要建立一个谦卑的仆人，让他们能够爱主，让他们能够爱世上的人，他们也能够全力的来爱当地的教会。
As I think about the 2015 college graduates who have attended our church, I have seen you do your part to fulfill this vision.
当我回想到在2015年这些毕业生的当中，我就可以想到说，你们其实曾经很尽力的爱主，侍奉主。
During your time here at First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church, God has developed you and changed you to become humble servants of Jesus Christ.
那在你们来这个教会的这一段时间当中，我可以见到神在你的生命当中把你做了改变，也让你能够成为一个忠心服侍神的仆人。
And particularly as a pastor of this church, I can say that many of you have sacrificially loved our church.
特别是身为牧师的我可以跟你们说，我见到了你们为主做了很多的牺牲跟奉献。
You've gotten up early on Sunday mornings to faithfully attend our worship services, even when you were swamped with homework.
所以呢，即使在你的这个课业非常繁忙的时候，你还是每个星期天早上都能够忠心的准时起床来到教会崇拜。
You've loved your brothers and sisters.In your fellowship and discipleship groups, just the way they are, but you've also helped them become everything that God wants them to be.
所以你爱你的团契、你的小组、你的门徒训练的小组里面的弟兄姐妹，以他们原来的本相来爱他们，你也帮助他们能够更多的成为神愿意他们成为的样式。
You've poured your heart into the ministries that God has assigned you in our church.
你也在神所赐给你。在一年服事的这个事工当中，也非常竭力的去做。
And I hope that you have found your experience in our church rewarding.
我希望你在我们这个教会这样子侍奉的经验当中呢，是觉得很有回馈感的。
Hope you found the preaching in this church relevant, motivating.
希望你能够觉得我们教会里面的讲道呢，是对你个人有影响，而且呢是很有激励性。
Hope you've experienced the presence of God in our worship.
希望你能够在我们崇拜当中也能够经历到神的同在。
I hope that you've experienced meaningful results when you served in our church, and that your brothers and sisters have expressed their heartfelt appreciation for the hard work that you poured into our church.
我希望你能够在你侍奉当中，你有经营到非常有意义的成果。也希望你的被你侍奉的弟兄姐妹也能够真诚的向你献上感谢。
And I hope that when you move to your new home, one of your top priorities will be to find a church that you will be committed to love.
我希望当你离开这边去到你要去的地方的时候，你可以快快的找到一个当地的教会，你可以竭力的爱那个教会，服侍那个教会。
After all, we do not want you to only be a humble servant who will love your local church while you are in college, but we want you to love a local church for the rest of your lives.
因为我们不希望说你只是在读大学的时候呢，你就竭力的爱你当地的教会，但是我们希望你在你一生当中，将来人生未来的路上呢，都是竭力爱你自己当地的教会。
And I pray that you will find your experience in your new church very rewarding.
我也希望呢，你到你新到的那个当地的教会呢，你的经验也是非常有回馈感的。
But there may come a time when you will find your experience in a local church unrewarding.
但是也有可能，你在你将要去的那个当地教会呢，你觉得你所侍奉的这个经验是很没有意义的。
You may settle into a church where you find it difficult to experience the authentic Christian community and discipleship that you experienced in this church and in your campus ministry.
那也有可能呢，你到你的当地的教会的时候呢，你觉得你没有办法找到好像在这边一样有这么真诚的这个基督徒团体，有这么好的这个门徒栽培的这个小组。
You may attend a church where you disagree with a pastor.On secondary but nevertheless important doctrinal issues.
你有可能去到你将来要去的当地教会的时候呢，你发现你对于牧师的这个讲道呢，在一些次要的这个内容当中呢，但是就是也是很重要的内容当中，你却不一定完全同意。
You may find your church's worship style either too shallow or too old-fashioned.
或者你觉得说你去的当地教会他们的敬拜呢，要么就太肤浅，要么可能是太传统、太保守。
You may find out that your church government has been corrupted by church politics and that there is bitter infighting among the church leaders.
你可能会发现你将去那个当地教会呢，里面有很多的这个小团体的斗争，长老当之间呢有这个内斗。
You may pour your heart into the ministry that you are involved in and nobody expresses their appreciation for what you've done.
你也有可能呢，你竭力的这个服侍在你所做的事工上面，可是却没有人能够这个感谢你所做的事情。
So the question is, what will you do when you find your church experience unrewarding?
所以呢，问题就是说，你在觉得你去的当地的教会里面，你觉得没有什么回馈感的，好的回馈感的时候，你要怎么办呢
？What will you do when you find your church disappointing?
所以当你觉得说你去的那个教会让你很失望的时候，那你怎么办呢？
I'd like to share with you a story about a friend of mine who found his church experience unrewarding.
所以呢，我想跟你分享我一个朋友的故事。他就是去他自己的教会的时候，觉得这个回馈感很不正面。
He had served faithfully for several years as a youth deacon of his church.
他在他自己的教会当中呢，是做这个青少年的执事，他也许多年都是忠心的服侍。
And toward the end of his term as a deacon, there was an evening when the youth had their youth worker appreciation night.
所以当他在这个做青少年执事的最后一年的时候呢，有一天晚上，青少年就办了一个感谢青少年同工的这个晚会。
During that evening, the youth were given opportunity to get up and express their appreciation.To individual youth workers.
所以在那个晚上的时候呢，这个青少年有机会可以一个一个上来，就对他们觉得呢最感谢的那个服侍他们那个同工说出感谢的话。
One youth after another got up to praise all of the younger youth workers who were more popular and could relate, they felt like they could relate with them better.
所以呢，每一个青少年上来呢，都是感谢那些比较年轻的、比较有活力的，而且年纪跟他们比较相当的，所以他们觉得比较能够有认同感的那些青少年同工。
But nobody got up to say anything about how they appreciated the youth deacon, even though the youth deacon had done more work than any of the young youth workers had.
没有一个青少年上来，然后对这个青少年的这个执事表示感谢。虽然这个执事呢，他所做的工作的分量呢，比那些其他同工要多得多。
My friend really resented the youth's lack of appreciation for him.
所以我这个朋友他其实非常的这个怨恨，就是心里面非常苦毒，觉得都没有人能够这个感谢他所做的事情。
Soon my friend got out of the youth ministry, and after that he stopped.Attending even worship services.
所以我的朋友呢，他就很快他就离开做这个青少年的事工了。然后很快呢，他就不在了教会了。
And as far as I know, to this day, he is still resentful for how he was treated by those youth a couple of decades ago.
就据我所知呢，我这个朋友到现在心里面都还是对当天这个青少年没有对他心怀感谢的这个举动呢，心中真是常有愤怒。
I wish I could say that my friend's experience is very unusual.
我很希望我能够说，哎呀，我这个朋友的这个经验呢是例外的。
But unfortunately, many college alumni find their church experience unrewarding.
但是呢，我确实发现说，有许多大学的这个毕业生呢，他们发现他们在教会里面侍奉的经验呢，其实是没有什么满足感的。
Many of them feel like.Their church experience doesn't meet the standards that they experienced while they were in college.
很多人呢，他毕业之后去了那个教会呢，总是觉得是那些教会的这个品质呢，没有他们在大学的时候所经验这个教会的品质要好。
And unfortunately, many of them respond to their disappointment by either dropping out of the church or by merely only attending worship services.
那所以呢，很多人他们在毕业之后到了他们当地的教会有这样的经验的时候呢，他们就要么就是根本就不去教会了，否则呢就只是去这个主日的崇拜。
They have become bitter and cynical about church.
所以他们心里面呢是很苦毒的，而且呢非常的就有点愤世嫉俗的心态。
Though they would claim to love the Lord, they no longer love a local church.
所以他们会说他们是爱主的，但是呢他们却不再爱当地的教会了。
However, the Bible makes it clear that if we love the Lord, we are going to love His bride, the church, not only for a few years, but for the rest of our lives.
那圣经教导我们说，我们如果爱主的话，我们要爱主的心腹，也就是当地的教会，不单是短暂的，而且是永恒的。
But why should we?
但是我们为什么要这样做呢？
What would be our motivation to continue to serve within a local church?Even when we find the church experience unrewarding.
所以呢，如果当我们觉得在这个去的当地的教会这个感觉不太好的时候，我们到底是有什么东西可以成为我们继续侍奉的动力呢？
We can find the answer to that question in a story that Jesus told in Luke chapter 17, verses 7 through 10.
那我们要寻找答案的话呢，我们就可以在路加福音里面这个故事找到答案。
Suppose one of you has a servant plowing or looking after the sheep.Will he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, Come along now and sit down to eat? Won't he rather say, Prepare my supper, get yourself ready and wait on me while I eat and drink? After that, you may eat and drink. Will he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So also you, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty.
你们谁有仆人耕地或是放羊从田里回来就对他说你快坐下吃饭吗岂不对他说你给我预备晚饭要上袋子伺候我等我吃喝完了你才可以吃喝吗仆人照所吩咐的去做主人还谢谢他吗这样你们做完了一切所吩咐的只当说我们是无用的仆人所做的本是我们应分做的
The last part of verse 10 could be translated We are servants who are owed nothingWe have only done what we have owed.
所以呢，这个第十节呢，我们可以这样子再翻译一次，就是说我们是仆人，我们呢没有人欠我们，我们所做呢是因为我们应该我们欠的。
In other words, they realize that they do nothing is owed to them, but instead they owe everything to the master.
也就是说，这些仆人他明白，他们该做呢不是因为人家欠他什么，是因为他们。
This illustration of masters and servants is hard for most of us to relate to.
那这个讲主人跟仆人的这个例子呢，可能对我们大部分来讲都不太能够感觉有什么感觉。
So let me contemporize the illustration.
所以我用现在的方式来再解释一遍。
Imagine it's your wedding reception.
你想象说这个呢是你结婚的这个晚宴。
You've already arranged with the restaurant or owner to give all the waiting staff a 40% tip.
那你呢就想想说你已经跟那个晚宴的餐厅的老板跟所有的这个服侍的人都讲说我呢今天晚上会给你们40%的小费。
You decide to be extra generous with them because you want even the strangers who are around you to share the joy of your celebration.
那你今天晚上这么慷慨呢是因为你希望在你身边的所有人认识的不认识的都能够跟你一起分享你的喜悦。
The owner has already told all his waiters and waitresses about your generous act. And he assures you that you will get the best of service from them.
所以这个餐厅老板呢，就已经跟他的所有员工都说了，你这么慷慨。然后呢，他也跟你讲说，他一定会确定呢，这个所有员工会尽他们最大努力，让今天晚上成为一个很美好的晚上。
Now imagine that a waiter sets before you a 16-ounce steak entree.
那你想，这个今天晚上呢，你旁边这个服侍你的呢？这个他就送来一个16-ounce的牛排，要给好吃的牛排给你吃。
And then he stands beside you and watches you eat.
然后就站在你的旁边，就看着你吃。
Now you think he's acting kind of strangely, but you try to ignore him.
那你就觉得这个人有点奇怪，这样就想说，那我就忽视他好了。
And then he clears his throat very loudly.
然后他又呢就咳嗽得很大声，这样。
And so you respond, is there something bothering you?
然后这个 who responded?
Oh, is there something? Oh, it's you are.
对，所以你就回应说，你有什么事吗？
He replies, haven't you forgotten to say something to me?
那你站着那个人呢，就跟你讲说，你有没有忘记跟我说什么啊？
He reply, excuse me?
然后你就说啊，什么啊？
And he says,Didn't your mother ever teach you to say thank you?
然后那个侍奉女呢，就跟你讲说，你妈妈都没有教你要有礼貌跟人家说谢谢吗？
Now you're surprised that the waiter would want to be thanked, since he should know that you've given him such a generous tip. But you reply, okay, thank you for serving me my steak.
然后呢，你算是觉得很惊讶，说这个服务生，难道你不知道说我已经要给你40%的小费，这么慷慨的小费了吗？但是你想一想，还是说啊、哦，好，谢谢你服侍我。
As he began to eat again, the waiter continues to stare and stand next to you.
那你继续吃的时候呢，你的服务员呢又站在旁边，又看着你吃。
But now he's like really glaring at you.
然后他还这样瞪着你看。
You're thinking, man, this is really awkward.
然后你就心里想，这真的是很奇怪。
And then the waiter burst out, I can't believe how rude you are.
然后你的服务员呢，就大声的给你叫，说你这个人真是没有礼貌。
I've been standing here for at least 5 minutes, and you still have not asked me to sit down and eat with you.
那我在那边站都站了5分钟了，你还没有邀请我跟你坐在一起吃饭。
You reply.
然后你就说
，Look, buddy, I don't know what's the matter with you.I'm paying you good money to serve my guest and me this wonderful dinner.
我付你很多的钱，然后呢，慷慨，请你来服务我跟我的客人。
I don't owe you anything.
啊，我实在是没有亏欠你什么。
Instead, you owe me the best service.
但是你呢，就是欠我你最好的服务。
Now get to work.
啊，你赶快去工作吧。
Do you think that?God owes you, or do you owe God?
所以你觉得神是亏欠你的吗？还是你亏欠神呢？
If you think that God owes you, you're going to have a spirit of entitlement.
如果你觉得神亏欠你的话呢，你心里就觉得说你应得什么什么。
You will only serve within your church if you sense that God is giving you the rewards that you deserve.
所以呢，你只有当你觉得说神要在你服事当中给你什么奖赏的时候，你才会好好的去服事你当地的教会。
That may mean that you only serve and get actively involved in your church if it meets your standard in preaching and in music and in friendliness.
那所以呢，你可能会觉得说，哦，如果说这个教会呢，它的这个音乐很好啊，讲道也很高水准啊，对于你要求的水准都符合的话。那你就来侍奉这个教会。
Or it may mean that you only continue to serve if you get the appreciation that you think that you deserve.
或者是呢，你只当人家愿意来感激你所做一些事情的时候，你才愿意委身来侍奉这个教会。
But if you think that you are in debt to God, then you're going to have a spirit of servanthood.
但是如果你觉得你亏欠神的话，那你的心态呢，就是一个仆人的心态。
And you will continue to serve the Lord even when the church doesn't meet your standards and even if you don't get the appreciation that you wish that you would.
所以呢，如果有这样的心态的时候呢，即使这个教会呢，它的水平没有达到你的要求，或者是说在教会里面都没有感激你所做的侍奉的话，你还是愿意在这个教会当中侍奉。
In Romans 11:35, the Apostle Paul asks, "Who has ever given to God that God should repay them?"
在罗马书11:35，使徒保罗这样子问：谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？
I think that most of us know with our heads that the answer is nobody.
所以很多人，我相信大部分的在座的人呢，都知道，在我们头脑里面都知道说其实是没有人。
It's not like God has ever gotten kind of low on cash and he's had to borrow from somebody and then had to pay off his debt.
不是好像说神啊，现在现金不太够，要跟他借一下，然后到时候再偿还。
God is a debtor to nobody.
所以呢，神他是没有亏欠任何一个人的。
Instead, we are all in debt to God.
但是我们呢，就是完全的亏欠神。
Well, this is particularly true of Christians.
这个对基督徒来讲的话，特别是对的。
As the Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, "You are not your own; you are bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies."
在哥林多前书6:19-20这样说：因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神，并且你们不是自己的人。
According to Revelation 5:9.Jesus paid the price for our lives by shedding his blood.
在启示录5:9说耶稣他为了要偿还我们的罪，他就把他自己献上，也为我们流了宝血。
In other words, the Bible indicates that we were once all slaves of sin, but that Jesus purchased us by shedding his blood on the cross so that sin would no longer be our master.
也就是我们必须要明白说，我们以前是做罪的仆人，但是耶稣他为我们付了重价，流出的宝血，所以这个罪不再成为我们的主人了。
Instead, God is now our new master.
现在神是我们新的主人。
Perhaps you're thinking, but that still means that I'm a slave.
那你可能心里想说，那我不是还是仆人吗？
But there's a big difference between being a slave of sin and being a slave of the Lord.
但是成为罪的仆人跟神的做主的仆人呢是大大不同。
Paul expressed this difference in Romans 6:23, where he wrote, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord."
因为使徒保罗在罗马书6:23又再一次解释说，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
What a big difference!
这个是很大的不同。
Before we put our faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the wages that sin paid us was eternal death in hell.
在我们把我们的这个信心放在耶稣的死跟复活之前，我们所付的罪的代价呢，乃是永死。
But after we put our faith in Jesus, our new master gives us eternal life.
但是当我们把我们的信心放在耶稣的身上的时候呢，我们所得到的是一个永生。
And so for Christians, we are eternally in debt to Jesus Christ.
所以身为基督徒呢，我们是永远的、永恒的，是亏欠神的。
As the song goes, Jesus paid it all, all to him I owe.
就好像诗歌里面这样说，耶稣他付了一切了，所以呢，我的一切都是亏欠神。
It's not a debt of legalism in order to earn our way into heaven.
所以这个不是用律法主义来说，我们必须我们欠债，所以必须要用我们的行为来让我们能够进天堂。
Instead, it's a debt of gratitude because Jesus has already given us the gift of eternal life.
那这个呢是一个恩典的债，因为神呢他已经给我们这个礼物了，他给我们去永恒去天堂的礼物了。
And so no matter how unrewarding our church experience may be, we are indebted to serve in the church the Lord leads us to.
所以不论是你将来要去的教会，对你来讲是多么的没有这个没有回馈很没有回馈的，但是呢，我们是因为亏欠神的关系，我们必须要在当地的教会里面继续侍奉。
Because even if God doesn't do another thing,After we receive the gift of salvation, we are now deep in debt to Him.
所以即使神在我们接受他的救恩之后再也没有为我们做其他事情了，我们还是深深的亏欠他。
So even if we don't like the style of music, or if we're turned off with the hypocrisy that we see in our church leaders, or even if people aren't giving us the appreciation that we probably actually deserve, we continue to love the church and continue to serve the church because we are indeed debt to Jesus.
所以即使我们不喜欢、教会的诗歌的、这个在会里学所选诗歌，或者你对于教会里面那些领袖他们这些假冒伪善的行为，或甚至于你觉得说你实在应该得到别人的感激，在你侍奉当中你应该得到感激，可是却没有得到的话，我们还是深深的因为亏欠神必须要爱教会侍奉教会。
That doesn't mean that we should suffer in silence and tolerate sin or mediocrity in the church.
这不意思不是说我们就是被动安静的、这个看教会里有许多的、罪恶，或者说这个接受教会的他们的品质是 不好的。
This is quite possible that God wants to use us to serve him by being agents of revival in the church.
因为极有可能神希望你借由、在教会的服事，你成为教会复兴的主要的一个成员。
But as agents of revival in the church, we should remain humble servants.Who truly love our leaders we disagree with instead of self-righteous crusaders who battle against them because they don't meet our standards.
所以当我们要成为教会复兴的一个成员的时候呢，不要忘记我们还是以一个谦卑仆人的心来侍奉一些即使我们不能够同意的这些人，还是爱他们。我们这个不要以好像一个、自以为意的十字军一样，要跟我们的同工 成为敌人。
My hope and prayer for you is that after you leave this church, you will continue to love the local church for the rest of your lives.
所以我的希望也是我为你们的祷告呢，就是当你们离开了这边之后，你能够继续的在你自己当地的教会当中继续的爱他们，也继续服侍他们。
It's easy to do that when you're having a rewarding experience.
那我知道，当你这个经验是非常的有成就感的时候呢，是很容易可以继续做的。
But the test of your love for the Lord.And the local church is if you continue to serve even when you find your church experience unrewarding.
但是呢，真正的考验呢，就是说，当你觉得说你没有办法爱你的教会，没有办法爱、你的同工的时候呢，你还是尽力的要侍奉你的教会，你的同工。
You can play the victim card and say, "Man, I can't love this church or serve in it because it's so unworthy of me."
那你不可以打那个悲情牌，说你自己是受难者，说哎呀，这个教会这么差，他们不值得我来服侍他们。
Or you could choose to continue to love and serve your church because God has already given you more rewards than you ever deserved.
或者是你可以选择呢，你继续的爱你的教会，侍奉你自己的教会，因为神他给你的东西呢，已经远远超过你配得得到的。
Are you willing to commit yourself to continue to serve in your local church even when you don't find it rewarding?
所以你愿不愿意现在就委身来继续的爱还有继续服侍你当地的教会，即使你觉得没有成就感的时候还是继续呢？
And I hope the following words that were attributed to Mother Teresa could inspire you to live a lifetime of servanthood.To your church.
我希望这个、特蕾莎修女，她说引用了接下来这些话呢，能够、感动你，能够激励你，能够继续的爱，还有侍奉你自己的教会。
People are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway.
人呢常常都是、无理的、没有理性的，而且是、自我中心的。但是你还是要饶恕他们。
If you are kind.People may accuse you of selfish alternative motives. Be kind anyway.
如果你因为、你对人家很好，但是呢，人家却是说你是因为你有一个自私的，还有一个、不为人知的这个动机的话呢，你还是继续要成为一个仁爱的人。
If you are successful, you'll win some unfaithful friends and some genuine enemies. Succeed anyway.
如果你很成功的话呢，你会有一些、对你不忠诚的朋友，你会有一些真正的敌人，但是呢，你还是要保持成功。
you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you. Be honest and sincere anyway.
如果你是诚实的、诚恳的、但是呢，你的朋友可能会欺骗你，但是你还要是要继续保持诚实跟诚恳。
What you spend years creating, others could destroy it overnight. Create anyway.
你花了许多年的时间啊、创造出来的东西，人家可能一夜之间就把它全部摧毁了。但是呢，继续创造。
If you find serenity and happiness, some may be jealous. Be happy anyway.
如果呢，你有平安跟喜乐，可能很多人会嫉妒你。但是呢，继续保持你的平安跟喜乐。
The good you do today will often be forgotten. Do good anyway.
今天你做的好事，可能很快就被人家遗忘。但是呢，继续做好事。
Give the best you have, and it will never be enough. Give your best anyway.
你把你所有最好的都奉献出来，可能都还不够好，但是呢，还是要把你最好的奉献出来。
In the final analysis, it's between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway.
因为在最后的分析的时候呢，这个只是在看你跟神之间的关系，他从来就不会再看说是你跟别人的关系。
Let's all stand together as we sing the song.
那我们一起站立。来一起唱这首诗歌。